With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bone Foster, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh, on the fan hotline. Good morning, Ramon. How's everything?
I'm good, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, so you're a voice. We talked about this earlier in the morning. You're a voice that's universally respected in that locker room, and people look to leaders in times of strife, so to speak. So I'm just going to ask you straight away, what's Antonio Brown's problem?
I don't know. I don't think he has a problem in the sense of what's going on. I think social media is just one of those things to where it you can easily get trapped into a deep web of everything else that's going on too. And I think whatever, you know, is going on with him, that's simply what happened. But do I think he honestly feel that way? No, not at all. I know Pounce said he was gonna reach out to him because, you know, we know where his heart at. We know how hard he works. We know all the things that come with AB. So the stuff that's taken in a sense of a quick tweet or something like that, I've been around him long enough to know that's not where he's at on it.
Social media is one thing. The sideline is another, though. This is 2 years in a row he tried to get at somebody just a little bit. Is that a problem, what happened on the sideline?
You know what? That's one of the things you'll have to ask the coaches in that sense. I honestly didn't know anything about it until after the game. So it's just one of those things that the guy's passionate about. I don't know if there was anything else that went on about it or what actually happened from it. He's a pro. He's a guy I'm sure is going to address it. It'll be interesting to see what Coach T has to say about it also. But we really don't pay much attention to it because our business was to try to win that game this past Sunday, and we fell up short on that. So we got other things to actually worry about other than that.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. Ramon Foster with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ramon, let's go back to social media for just a second, because this is a couple tweets from guys in the last few days since the loss to Kansas City on Sunday. Bud had one late Sunday night as well. Do you, and you know, David DeCastro made a good point yesterday in the locker room saying, I don't even bother with social media. I know you deal with it somewhat, but do you and some of the veteran guys, or who needs to pull some of the younger guys aside and say, listen, you need to either just ignore this stuff or use it properly because it's being misused or mishandled right now?
It's like it is one of those situations where you can't pay attention to everything that's going on. The stuff that I've learned in dealing with social media is the fact that it's always that 1% of 1% that actually makes it bad or actually try to trigger you in a sense. And you can't give those people the time of day. There's a situation where I've heard other guys say, before you tweet, really read it out and consider if that's what you want to do. Because a story can be told a thousand ways when you just send something off like that. I don't think we have an issue where we have to address it team-wide. I think guys need to look around and see what exactly has been going on with it and how it can be a distraction if you let it. Social media is not meant that way, especially for an athlete in that sense. A lot of people either don't want to hear your problems or glad you got them. And in our situation, people kind of glad we have those issues. So I know Bud, I feel like, addressed his. We just can't go down that alley as a team. You know, I've been on social media like that before too. So we just got to learn more than anything. I don't think you can police a guy fully because if you tell him, you know, then you're trying to control him in a sense. But we'll get it taken care of, guys. It's early in the season.
Is everybody bought into getting this thing fixed the same? Is everybody bought in 100%?
I think so, because especially what happened this past Sunday. I feel like as a team, we got embarrassed by the loss that we had this past weekend. There's a lot of stuff that's hanging on what we got going on this year, and we internally have to fix these things. So guys don't like this losing feeling. The fans don't like this losing feeling. We have to find a way to get around this and cut out all the extra.
Ramon Foster with us on the Fan Morning Show. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Ramon, the offense has scored points these first 2 weeks. Is there any frustration at all, or how do you talk about it with the guys on the other side of the ball about the struggles they have had on defense?
I don't even think it's about them. I think we actually set a tone this past weekend. When we go out there and we go three straight three and outs, so we have some bad plays. You kind of can ruin the mood of a game and how we deal with everything moving forward. So I don't blame those guys at all. We put them in bad situations early on with negative plays, with bad plays. So to say I look towards the defense in any way, no, not at all. We know how much has been put into our offense as far as what we want to do this year and how we're going to go about trying to chase the championship. So I don't blame those guys. I think it starts with us up front, you know, and have a home because we have the advantage. We control the snap count. We control everything moving forward, and we just didn't early on in the game.
Now, Ben throws for 452 yards or whatever it was. He doesn't turn the football over. But for the second week in a row, it was a slow start. You get behind the sticks. You guys take a couple penalties, and you don't move the football in the first couple drives the way that you should. What needs to happen out of the locker room, and what has happened in the locker room coming out that you can change those first couple series?
Just the emphasis on it. Everybody just owning up to what we have to do as a team. Just simply doing our job. I think if we move in that way right there, everything else will take care of itself. We know the talent is there. We know we have a franchise quarterback. And just get back to the basics of playing football. That's simply why everybody's in the position that we're in right now. It's because of the game of football. It's because of success we have with football. We come around to that, we'll be fine.
Now, I know that Antonio showed his displeasure, and you saw it after the game, on the sideline. You say you saw that clip after the game. Did he come back to the huddle at all and say he wanted the ball more?
No, did not. To be honest, I didn't see anything that was going on until after the fact. Whatever he had going on, it didn't affect us in the sense where we thought it was an issue. Apparently it was, and I was just we were just going about the game trying to get a win more than anything.
AB may have not racked up the numbers he wanted to rack up, although he's still been targeted a ton, Ramon. The other guys who did have huge days in the receiving game were Juju and Jesse, both of them big days. As young guys stepping up with this offense needing to score points, talk a little bit about those two if you can and how they've given Ben other options when AB has been blanketed.
Those two are huge in the offense in general. And I think, you know, what AB brings to the game is that teams are going to focus on him a whole lot. And those two guys right there and other guys especially have to really hone in on that. They have to pull their part too. AB is the guy that's going to demand double team. He's the guy that defenses are going to focus on. And some days they're probably just going to be like that, the way he's getting covered by a lot of guys. And Jesse and Juju really did an awesome job this past weekend. Jesse looked like an all-pro tight end, Pro Bowl tight end this weekend. Juju's continually show growth in that area. And we have to complement all of that by having a good running game, which we did this past weekend. So it's real pivotal to us to make sure that those guys are doing their job, and they did this past weekend. I was excited to see that, actually.
Ramon Foster joining us here in his weekly spot on the Fan Morning Show, Tuesdays at 8. Okay, last night I'm tooling around on social media. I see a picture of Le'Veon Bell on a jet ski. Are you past the point where you check on what his status is every day?
Yeah, I can't really be involved in that, man. We got a lot of really good stuff coming up this year. You know, whatever he decides to do, that's solely up to him.
And are you confident that moving forward with James Conner, he's a back that can put you into the playoffs?
He's proven it. I know it's still early in the season, but James is a dynamic back. He's a guy that has breakaway speed, as we've seen that, and he doesn't die easily in the sense of, you know, the way he runs the ball. He turned an easy 7-yard run the other day into 22 yards. So that's what we have to focus on right now. And just the other guys also with Stephen Riley and Jalen Russell. So we are with what we have at this point. So there's no reason to make an excuse about it. Our job up front is to make sure that those guys have opportunities and we make a way for them.
Ramon Foster with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ramon, Ben had a ton of time to work through progressions on Sunday. You kept him remarkably clean despite the absence of David DeCastro. How does B.J. Finney fit in? And your backup offensive lineman in general, the sense of cohesiveness amongst the five of you guys, how did that continue on Sunday afternoon?
It's awesome to see their growth. You know, there's always the old guys and then the young guys, especially when you're dealing with that many guys in the room as far as the O-line. And B.J. and Matt have really come along in a way that become one of the guys they're ever spotted. B.J. was Matt is in that situation also. We'll be fine, and it showed this past weekend. Those guys will be very strong and capable really, really soon in the future, I'm sure. And I'm just looking forward to continuing that. Injuries are going to happen. Nobody ever thought that Dave would go down in a game with the hand, and BJ did his thing. He did really well.
I know that your eyes light up when you see the script and you see what the first couple plays are. Did you think that that first play to Washington was going to hit? And do you think if it hits and you make Mahomes play from behind, it may be a little bit of a different game?
Yeah, and that's one of the advantages of playing at home. So I'm sure James was really kicking himself. Him and Ben about that play, you know, it was there to be made. And we just didn't early on in the game. And that's what I mean. When you have situations like that where you have a chance to capitalize and you don't, it kind of falls on us because we're the first ones to take the field, and I really blame a lot of what happened in that game on the offense.
You look at the schedule, Ramon, it starts Monday night in Tampa, but then a couple of big opportunities to get yourselves back into this thing after starting 0-1-1. You've got Atlanta on the not-too-distant horizon, a couple of divisional games in Baltimore and Cincy before the bye. How can you push this thing in the right direction before you get to that bye week, which is now 4 weeks away?
Simply just winning. We all know winning does a lot for a team and does a lot for people in general. And that's just what we have to be at right now. Like I said, everything that we have and what we got going on in our personal lives is because of football. And here in Pittsburgh, winning football games is huge. That affords a lot of people a lot of things. And right now, I feel like our focus will be moving towards, we got to correct this because winning and losing is contagious. And I'm not a guy that's looking forward to that, to the losing part anyway.
Last thing for you before we let you go, and I just have to circle back to this for a minute. How close are you with AB, and has he grown distant, or is he the same teammate he was a couple years ago?
AB, I felt like he's in a really good spot right now. The guy's more vocal to guys, but he's been around in a way that you don't see certain guys in his position do that. I feel like he's a guy that's you know, he's mad or whatever the case may have been in that split second, but I know for sure he's the guy that's going to come in and address it, and we'll move forward. AB is our guy. We're going to support him. Whatever happened, like I said, it didn't affect us in the sense that we knew what was going on during the game, but we'll be okay. He'll be okay.
All right, Ramon Foster, Steelers offensive guard. Go get one in Tampa. We'll talk next week, Ramon.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Ramon.
All right, the best. Straightforward, straight to the point, and yeah, it seems like this football team is, well, obviously they know the talent they have in Antonio Brown, and it's really interesting dynamic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.